Blog Talk Radio.
I may have read this to you once before, and Father in heaven blessed me on that day, so I must be righteous. I'm hoping that he'll bless me again today. Chapter 13, verse 22. I will start at verse 22. For a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. So I must be just. Thank you, Father, for blessing me poor. But there is that he is destroyed for want of judgment. Let me read verse 23 again for you. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. He that spareth his rod hateth his son. Did you hear that? The Bible, U.S. Congress goes against the Bible. It tells you you can't whoop your children. But the Bible is saying, he that loveth, he that spares the rod, hateth his child. You hateth your son or your daughter. But he that loveth him chasten him betimes. So that means that you will maybe spank him or spank her sometime. The righteous eateth satisfaction of his soul, but the belly of the wicked wants more. Shall want. Let me read verse 25 again. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. I have read to you Proverbs, that's in the Old Testament, spelled Proverbs, chapter 13, verses 22 through 25. Go back if you need to and read his word. And I'm to bring his word to you as often as I possibly can, because you never know when our Father in heaven will come back and say, Sandra, it's time for you to come on up to heaven. And I will be so happy, because I want to go to heaven. I really want to go to make heaven my home. And if it's this place on earth, to be there too, I want my mansion. I saw my mansion in a dream, and it is beautiful. I hope that I can get. I'm looking at a place here on earth. Once I started looking at that place, it went up by $100,000. I couldn't believe it. See, let's have a word of prayer before we start. And then I'll tell you who I am. And then we can start, pick up in Exodus chapter 8. And I want you to remember from chapter 7 that it says that the Lord God of the Hebrews, and that's who we are. We have gone through many different changes, but we are the Hebrews. No one has gone through things that my people have gone through. We were slaves. Yes, we were. And my folks were in the cotton field. That's where I was, in the cotton field. Come, let us say a word of prayer to our Father in heaven. Father, thank you for this day. It is a wonderful day. I want to thank you for giving us a right mind and good health. Bless me to go and see Aretha Franklin to her burial today. I would like to see her sent off. I thank you, Father, for giving us the wealth of the sinners today. I thank you for much prosperity. Time. Oh, Lord, please. When I'm on this program, I don't want to belch or do anything like that, but I have to. Thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. Bless us, our dear children, and we believe in you, Heavenly Father, more so than some people who say that they are Jews and are not. And we don't say we are Jews when we are. But I hope this prayer reaches your ears. You're welcome to whatever program I put on air, Father. You and Yeshua, your son, Jesus Christ, people know that they don't know that your son's name is Yeshua. But in Yeshua's name, I say this prayer. And most people know his name as Jesus. So I say this prayer in Jesus. Bless us, Lord. Amen. Bless us in prosperity, good health, and everything else. Good weather. Stamina. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And of course, I want you to remember the holidays of our Father. And of course, I might forget them sometimes, but you all know to keep the Sabbath evening to study the evening. I want you see to understand that even if you go to whatever church you go to, understand that you are supposed to obey Leviticus chapter 23. After keeping the Sabbath day, that is the Passover, and the Passover has passed for this year. Then there's the Feast of Unleavened Bread, covered. That's called Rosh Hashanah, and that's where we are to blow shofar for a trumpet. If you, the shofar is spelled E-H-O-F-A-R. So look it up in the dictionary or on the computers, and you'll see that. Following that, that's on September the 10th, Talmud, and that's when is a day of fasting and repentance for whatever you need repentance of. That's on September the 19th of this year. Then, the Feast of Tabernacles. You'll find that on September the 24th through the 30th, then the last great day. That is the feast day. That's considered a separate feast. You'll find that to celebrate that day is October the 3rd. And I pray that you will learn these things. I'm telling you what you should learn. Well, I think what you should learn. And most of you are better at learning these things and seeing these things than I am. Now, I tell you that our Father is the God of the Hebrews, and that's who we are to say to the United States. These other nations that you have given money, you need to pay us so we can go. We don't want to be with you forever. And don't forget to read Genesis 15. It tells you that we are, our land is from the Nile to the Euphrates. And that's where we will probably be. Nonetheless, we are to read. You remember from last week that the rivers were turned into blood, and what else was there that Moses did? Well, he said he had uncircumcised lips. That means he could not talk well, but he did what he could do. Nonetheless, let us read. I hope our Father in heaven will allow me to read chapter 8 and chapter 9 of Exodus. Are you with me today? And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to what I read to you or try to read to you, and hopefully you will understand it all. And sometimes I may forget, like I had read to you this story to you 7 years ago, and I'm reading it now, and I'm paying more attention to it. We are in Exodus chapter 8 and verse 1. Let's read. Hopefully, I won't forget. I won't forget. Well, anyway, last week he turned the river into blood, and the fish started because the water had been turned into blood. Nonetheless, let's see what else we can learn. In verse 1, let's start at verse 1 and read until we can't read anymore. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. And if he refuses to let his people go, behold, I will smite waters with frogs. Okay, I don't know which thing that is, which frogs are, but maybe that's the fourth or fifth thing that I've read that he has done to let his people go. Remember, last week, Moses was complaining to the Lord that he had told Pharaoh these things, and or he had not let his people go. But nonetheless, let's read on chapter verse 2 of chapter 8. Verse 3 of chapter 8. And the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into the your house and into your bed chambers and into thy bed and into the house of your servants and upon the into your ovens and into your meal trough. And that's where it's a trough that you make your bread and stuff in. And I guess like a communal place because it's a big trough. Verse 4, and the frogs shall come up both upon thee, upon you, and upon the people, and all of your servants. And the Lord spake unto Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch forth thy hand with your rod, and over your servants. Let me read verse 5 again. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, say unto Aaron, stretch forth thine hand with your rod over the stream and the rivers and over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up on the land of Egypt. And Aaron stretched forth his hand over the waters of Egypt, and frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments. That means with their sorcery or with their magic, and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord, that is great for the Lord, to weigh these frogs from me. And from my people, that I will let the people go, that they may go to sacrifice unto the Lord. Now, sacrifices may be slaughters and offerings. And Moses said unto Pharaoh, glory over me. When for thee, for thy servants, and for thy people to destroy the frogs from you and the house, and thy house, that may be, that may remain in the rivers only. And he said, tomorrow, and he said, be it according to thy word, that thou may knowest that there is none like the Lord our God. And the frogs shall depart from you and from your houses and from your servants and from your people. They shall remain in the river only. And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried unto the Lord, because of the frogs which he had brought upon Pharaoh. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, out of the villages, and out of the fields. And they gathered them together upon heaps, and the land sank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was things better, he hardened his heart and hearkened. He listened not unto them, as the Lord had said. And the Lord said unto Moses and unto Aaron, stretch forth thy rod and smite the dust of the land, that they may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so. Aaron stretched out his hand with the rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice to man and in beast. All the dust in the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. Now, let me tell you what I have learned from some of my relatives who work in the medical field. They're much smarter than I, intelligent. And I asked them about lice. And I was told that lice does not grow on black people. They may get something called a terry, but our hair does not hold lice. And I'm thinking that maybe that's because that was one of the things that our Father in Heaven put on the Egyptians, who did not let us go until he brought all these different things, diseases upon the people. Verse 18. And the magicians did so with their enchantments and or sorcery and magic to bring forth life, but they could not. So there was life upon man and upon beast. Then the magician said unto Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he listened, and he hearkened not unto them. And the Lord, as the Lord had said, and the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, that means see or look. He cometh forth to the water, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send a swarm of flies upon thee, and that means thee, me, you, and upon thy servant, your servants, and upon the people, and into your houses, and into the houses of the Egyptians, shall be filled with swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are, and I will serve I will serve in the day the land of Goshen in which my people live. my people dwell, that no swarm of flies shall be there, that no swarm of flies shall be there. To the end thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth, and I will put a division between my people and your people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. And the Lord did so, and there came a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh, and into his servants' houses, and into the land of Egypt. The land was corrupt by reason of swarms of flies. That corrupt here means chaos from the swarm of flies, or ruin by reason of the swarm of flies. And Pharaoh called to Moses and Aaron and said, go you sacrifice to your God in the land. And Moses said, it is not meet so to do. And meet here means right so to do. For we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Lo, that means still look. Shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to our Lord our God as he has commanded us. And Moses said, and Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice unto your Lord in the wilderness, only you shall not go very far away. Pray for me. And Moses said, behold, which means look, I go out from you, and I will pray the Lord that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people tomorrow. But let not Pharaoh deal deceitfully any more in not letting my people go to sacrifice unto the Lord. And that means let Pharaoh, when he said deceitfully, that means treacherously or disloyal with him about letting his people go to slaughter, do sacrifices unto the Lord. And Moses went out from Pharaoh and prayed, entreated the Lord. He asked the Lord, he prayed to the Lord, asking, remove the flies from Pharaoh. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and he removed the swarm of flies from Pharaoh, and he and his servants, and from his people, there remained not one. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at that time also. Neither would he let the people go. The reading of chapter 8. So Pharaoh kept going back on his words about letting the people go. Then the Lord said he would put a swarm of flies on him. And what else did he put on him? I can't remember. I just said lice. He put lice on them, and he put a swarm of flies. Then let us go into reading of chapter 9, and hopefully I will remember the things that he does to Pharaoh, where he will let his people go. Chapter 9. Then the Lord said unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and tell him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. But if thou refuse to let them go, then will hold them still, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon the cattle which is in the field, upon the horses, upon camels, the camels, upon the oxen, and upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous moraine, and that is a very severe disease or plague. And the Lord shall serve between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of them. There shall nothing die of all that is the children of Israel. And the Lord set, and the Lord appointed a set time. Tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. And the Lord did the thing on tomorrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died. Israel died, not one. Then Pharaoh said unto, let me read verse 7 again. Then Pharaoh said, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened. Let me read verse 7 again. And the heart of now, and Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, take to you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it towards the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh, and it shall become small dust in the land of Egypt, and it shall be a boil breaking forth with bangs, that means sores, upon man and upon beast throughout the land of Egypt. And they took ashes of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled the dust toward heaven, and it became boils breaking forth with bangs upon man and upon beast. And the musicians could not stand before Moses because boils, for the boils were upon the musicians and upon the Egyptian. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened, that is, he did not listen unto them. And the Lord, as the Lord had spoken to Moses, and the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh, and say unto him, thus say the Lord, the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon your heart, upon thy heart, and upon your servant, and upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out my hand that I may smite thee and your people with pestilence, and pestilence that is a disease or a plague, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. And in very deed of this cause have I raised thee up, for to show thee my power, that my name may be declared throughout all the earth, and exalted, that means he's high, raised high. Verse number 17, and yet exalt you yourself against my people, that you will let them go. Behold, tomorrow, about this time, I will cause it to rain on very grievous hail, such as has not been in Egypt since the foundation thereof, even until now. Send before or now, and gather thy cattle and all thy has in the field, for upon every man and every beast shall be found in the field, thou shalt not be brought home. The hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. Verse 20, he that the words of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses, and he that regarded not the words of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thine hand, your hand towards heaven, that there may be hail in the land of Egypt upon man and upon beast and upon every herb of the field. And Moses stretched forth his rod towards heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. I'm going to stop right here at verse 24 and pick it up for you well Friday, if the Lord says so. I will have a closing word of prayer right now. Remember, I want you to read Exodus chapter 9, verse 24, and all the way through 10. I'm going to stop here in verse 9 and pick it up at chapter 4, 24 that is, next week. Our Father in heaven, I thank you so much. Excuse me, I had to belch. Thank you. I can't help myself. Father, please help me to stop belching. Whenever I'm doing Feed My Sheep program, I don't know why I belch so much. But But let's have a closing word of prayer. Father, thank you for your protection and watching over us night and day and keeping Satan away. He tries to attack us daily. And he attacks me all the time. If it's not one thing, it's something else. And it's with that. That is with me today. He's attacking me. He is attacking with insurance. My insurance has gone up. It's ridiculous. I want to have to get rid of it. Or either get rid of the vehicle that you have blessed me to have, Bobby. Thank you for protecting me from Satan and everything that I have. Remember, say, or she, James chapter 4, verse 15. If it's the Lord's will, I shall be back with you Friday. Remember that. Thanks. Also, thanks. I want you to go to Amazon and get my 3 books if you have not done so yet. I want you to get The Unseen, The Passing, and my children's book, The Broken Plan.
Father,
help
your children.
S-O-N-E-R-A.
Don't let them fall.
Don't let it fall.
By the side.
By the side.
Of the road.
That's right, Father.
Jesus. To love one another. That heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on.
Got to walk on, thank you.
Walk on through temptation. 'Cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation.
Lift up our
hearts.